I'm here with Hanna Riina Moiseinen, who is one of the Kuti Kuti artists, or cartoonists, however you want to call them. We've come from Finland. Could you just tell us a little bit about Kuti Kuti and how this exhibition came to be in Riga?
We are an artist collective, and that has existed for 10 years now. This is the 10th anniversary exhibition, and the idea was to make silkscreen prints that could be easily sent to places all around the world, because there's a demand for Finnish comic exhibitions abroad, and this is kind of the easiest way to do it with prints.
And where does this very specific Finnish strength in comic art come from? Because it does seem to be quite a phenomenon.
Yes, well, I think it has got... There must be some kind of a relation to that Finnish people are very, like, literate people. But we are very... Also, we have, like, a strong, like... Like the visual arts in Finland are also strong, and I think people in Finland like to read a lot. It's like the highest level in the world, or among those, and comics kind of fit to that. And we also, at least my generation, we had lots of like East Bloc animations when we were kids. We had those on TV. And those were so impressive. And at the same time, we have had all this Western influence through comics, such as this popular Donald Duck or Tintin or whatever. So there's just... I think the soil is kind of right to grow comic artists. And also, I think that because the language... area is so small, we're just 5 million speakers, then we don't have to kind of count at which kind of comic would sell a lot, because it's not going to sell a lot anyway. So we can make as weird comics as we want, and I think the Finnish comics are considered to be kind of weird, and that's why people like them, actually. So we just make our own stuff, and then suddenly the foreigners like it a lot.
Well, just looking at them, I mean, they're visually, they're very, very different styles, but there does seem to be this very Nordic sort of black humour kind of undercutting a lot of them, or, you know, in there somewhere. Is that part of it as well? Is it like an attitude?
I think it's just the nature.
Yeah, nature being Finnish.
Yeah. And I don't know if you have read any Finnish literature, but the picture of a human being is similar, I think.
And, you know, where does it go from here? Is there because it's quite sort of rebellious in a sense. I mean, it's playing around with lots of different forms. It's referring to pop culture and so on. Is there a danger that it becomes, you know, mainstream? Particularly once it's become trendy and you're sending it around the world to, I don't know, Japan or whatever, that it just becomes an adornment rather than actually having content?
Well, I don't know. I think it's not that dangerous. Well, at least I've heard that it's going to Vladivostok at some point. Okay. I think these prints will tour around Latvia. There's 15 sets of the prints, and they are... I think one set is now in Switzerland, and so on. But I think it's good, because people tend to know quite little about comics. Like, in Finland also, being a comic artist, it's not the real profession.
Well, I guess you must be sick of the patronizing attitude that, you know, comics, it's not real art and it's not real literature, right? But I mean, do you just have to put up with that, or do you think people are changing their opinions?
Yeah, I think people will... When we just continue doing it, they will beat them into submission. Yeah. I think it's a very good form of art, actually. It's a ninth art. I'm a big fan of like all fields of art, film and literature, and I was educated as a visual artist, and I sing also. And comics, it's very good.